But now they sell a high-priced paintbrush. Mm-hmm. It's made from a wild bull bristle. In other words, I sold them in the hardware store. And they're most expensive.
Did you ever see very many wild boars around here?
Well, now, what you would call a native wild boar, no. Mm-hmm. But now, when I was a boy, like, my daddy used to, his daddy owned a big pasture, mm-hmm. right south of here. Mm-hmm. And there was a big pond in it, mm-hmm. called Helm Pond Pasture. Mm-hmm. And every year, he'd go in there with a he kept a bulldog. Mm-hmm. Well, he had a bulldog and he had a shepherd dog. Mm-hmm. And he'd go in there with them dogs and catch wild hogs and bring them in home and put them in the field. And then we had the field fenced. Mm-hmm. And had a rough way on the back of the field. And you'd never see one of them hogs mm-hmm. in the daytime. No time, really. Mm-hmm. But they'd come up here and get water at night and go back over and eat, I guess, in the field. And they'd go back over on that rough and live in the daytime. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. We raised our meat like that. Mm-hmm. But they were, now they were just native, domestic hogs gone wild, what they were, mm-hmm. In that mm-hmm. barn.
Did you ever go hunting for them?
Hunting?
For a wild hog?
Well, nothing with them. I have been over there with him. Mm-hmm. Well, he'd go over there and catch a big one. Mm-hmm. Them dogs would catch a big fat one. Mm-hmm. One fatten on acres, I guess, mm-hmm. in that swamp. Mm-hmm. And, I have known him to trot Tom. Mm-hmm. The dog would hold him, and he'd have a rope, he'd tie him with a leg tied to a tree. Mm-hmm. And I went back over there with him on the wagon, mm-hmm. and we'd load that hog, bring him home. Stick him, uh-huh. kill him right there, and just load him up, bring him home, scald him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some of them be heating the water, see, at home, mm-hmm. while we was gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've done that and get meat out of there like that. Mm-hmm. We've got some fine hogs like that.
Did you ever see maybe if somebody's chickens got loose or something and they ran around in the swamp and would you ever see wild chickens in the swamp?
No, I don't believe we've ever had any in this location. I used to fight roosters. You said I did have mm-hmm. a hobby. I have fought a few roosters way mm-hmm. back when I was young. And always had some game chickens. Mm-hmm. So I know there's live will crawl back out yonder. That mm-hmm. comes right up to the barn back mm-hmm. Big one with squirrel nest in mm-hmm. I had a game hen once to go up 25 feet from the ground and lay eggs in that squirrel nest and hatch them. Uh-huh. And the biddies fell out.
Wow.
And they come down through them limbs. Uh-huh. And she raised 7 of them biddies like that. Did she hatch them?
Yeah, I wonder if when chickens are wild, if, you know, whenever they were wild, if they, I guess they lived in trees.
Yeah, they do. Game chickens stay in mm-hmm. trees. I mean, roost at night. Mm-hmm. You know, they won't go under the barn or nothing like mm-hmm. that. Mostly. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of a wild chicken called a swamp hen or anything like that?
No, I don't believe I have. Not recall.
Did you ever hear of any names for a wild hog, if they called him?
Other than
if he were wild
boar or all. Now we cut teeth out of them, some of them. We mm-hmm. catch one over there once in a while, it wouldn't weigh 100 pounds. Mm-hmm. A boar. Mm-hmm. And you could tell he was, oh my Lord, old. And his, well, I have, we used to have one laying around him. They'd be some of them 3 inches long, mm-hmm. sticking up the side. Now he was close to the old native wild boar, mm-hmm. but I don't know where he was just one, I don't know, did he? Mm-hmm. But we've caught several that had long teeth. Mm-hmm. Like that.
What would you call those teeth?
Tush. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever hear some of the old folks call them tushes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tushes. Uh-huh. Well, that's what they call them, really. Uh-huh.